been sitting here thinking this morning, of all things, about Sherpas and the Himalayas and Mount Everest and things like that. And I understand that if you want to employ true Sherpa guides to take you up Mount Everest, they will first see what you're like by climbing with you a couple of the lesser mountains in the range, just to test what you're like under pressure. Because after all, what's going to happen when they are linked to you is, if you throw a wobbly and fall, you're going to take them down as well. And so they are very, very careful who they guide up the mountain. And I was thinking about this in relationship to people who have wanted over the years to join the ministry. And I'll take them up a few mountains and see how they like at altitude before I will agree to taking them on, or even trying to attempt to climb Everest, as it were. I have to say that to this point, I've never found anyone who can even scale the smaller mountains that I give them to try. Please don't think this is pride. This is total fact. If you're going to take someone or lead them to a high place in God, they have to be tested and proved. They have to go through their training ground and their proving ground before they go on the battleground. It's all a part of teaching someone, mentoring them, and knowing exactly what they are capable of. Because otherwise, you're going to push them beyond what they can do. And love never does that. Love gently leads until they say, "I've had enough." That's fine. But like Joshua, "As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Though none go with me, I still will follow." And as I look around in my own personal walk, I'm finding it quite without companions at the moment. God bless you as you think about this.